producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Sorry, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. It is Chinese New Year for the next 40 days, actually, or at least a celebration. It's a lunar calendar, so starts today. It is the year of the sheep slash goat. The lucky numbers are 2 and 7. And if you're born in the year of the goat, you're very artistic and easy to get along with. So there. All right. And you can have lots of Chinese food, I guess. All right. So this has nothing to do. Why is my computer sort of making, it's blinking at me? Let's see if I can read through the blinks. I don't know what to do to stop it. Well, maybe that, no, that doesn't work. All right, so there's a new survey out talking about the states with the best and the worst well-being. All right, you know, these come out every once in a while. And it turns out, do we know what's number one? You know what's number one.
I would guess.
Don't look. You can't look. No fair peeking.
I would guess probably New York or California, right?
No. Best well-being. It's a 5-point criteria, apparently, okay. And it's, and my computer just went whacked on me. It basically is Alaska, which always does pretty well, although I think West Virginia actually was the one that did pretty well last year. I think West Virginia dropped from, like, in the top 10 to, like, number 23. And which I'm not sure, or maybe West Virginia? My computer just went whack, so we'll just have to kind of shuck and jive with each other for a moment while we figure this out, because my computer just went whacked. But it's a 5-point criteria, and one of the interesting things is that states, I think part of it's cultural events, part of it is educational institutions, part of it is a health criteria. But it turns out Alaska is actually number one this year. Now my computer just sort of is now at least not yelling at me. Let's see what we can do here. There's also, I will point out, there's a new Colorado pot lawsuit that's coming from a group that can't spell marijuana. Do we think we know why they couldn't spell marijuana?
Gee, I wonder.
Yeah, do we think, maybe that, and of course, marijuana has no effect on your ability to spell or think or anything like that, right? I suppose we don't even talk about that. Okay, so here's the deal. When it comes to well-being, Alaska nabbed the top spot. All right. West Virginia came in dead last for the sixth time in 6 years. So Hawaii and South Dakota followed Alaska in spots 2 and 3. It's interesting that two of the three top states were basically outside the continental United States.
And the two newest states.
Yeah, yeah. South Dakota is a little hard to explain. But maybe not. And Kentucky stayed in the 49th spot, where it's been apparently for a number of years. So I don't know what the problem is, about West Virginia and Kentucky. The ratings are based on 176,000 phone interviews with people in all 50 states. The index measures how people feel about and experience their daily lives, looks at their health across 5 categories: purpose, social, financial, community, and physical. The last 7 years, Alaska has ranked in the top 10 4 times. That's pretty well. And Alaskans are having a good year for a reason. They do a lot of the blocking and tackling as far as taking care of themselves and making good choices, but also demonstrating good holistic well-being in ways that extend beyond the conventional physical wellness. Well, I mean, have you ever been to Alaska?
I have not, no.
It's really great. I mean, first of all, it's beautiful, but it's also the land that time forgot. It's like every hippie that used to live in California went to Alaska. So, and so they're now basically boomers. And they have a map here. If I were better at geography, I would probably be able to figure it out a little bit better. But if you look at it, there's kind of an icky belt. which is kind of the, I think we call it the Grease Belt or something, that has to do with like Louisiana and Kentucky and Tennessee, you know, that, so it's in West Virginia. So, and both Alaska and Hawaii are kind of off, obviously, the grid, because they're in Texas, it turns out, is in the top 10. Okay. Who knew that? But it's really interesting, because if you look at a map, again, geography not being my strong suit, that, but there are really belts of, like, there are states that are contiguous with one another that are either in good shape or not so. And it, since a state with an overall low sense of well-being may not rank poorly in all five of the categories, Louisiana, my poor state, which is ranked 40th, ranked on the lowest end in social, financial, community, and physical elements, but sense of purpose was comparable to states in the top 10. You know what that's from?
Katrina.
That's from Katrina.
Yeah, I was just
that really is. That's from Katrina.
That. Yeah.
Yep. If you're an advocacy group, you're looking at areas where you can improve. So you look at the overall ranking and the areas that stand out as worse than others and those that are the areas you focus your energies on. West Virginia remained stagnant. There were some shakeups in the rankings. North Dakota dropped from the first spot in 2013 to the 23rd spot in this year's list. I think that's because of the pipeline stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And North Dakota was experiencing, I mean, it was very low density population. And then with the pipeline stuff, you've got a huge influx of people. And the problem with that, and we actually did It's Broken, It's Fix It segment on it, is housing. And you had people who couldn't get jobs other places sort of poured into North Dakota. And then they found that even though the wages were good and they could be employed, basically North Dakota could absorb everybody who wanted to come work there. The housing accommodations were not very nice and very expensive if you could find them. And so you couldn't really necessarily bring your family. So what can I say? It turns that things can change very quickly. Hawaii and Colorado are the only states that have placed in the top 10 every year since 2008. They said there's a lag between improvements made in the state and the perceptions of people who live there. If there's a general malaise about the economy in Kentucky or West Virginia, even if there are new projects and new investments, by the time these changes change the overall perception of the state, it may take a while. Okay, so the top 10 states: Alaska, Hawaii, South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, Colorado, Nebraska, and Utah, New Mexico, and Texas. As you can see, that's a belt of states that are basically
the same region, same.
Exactly, that's what I'm telling you. If you look at the map, they're contiguous with one another.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you look at the ickies, or the states that are having trouble, you have exactly the same kind of issue. All right, we've got lowest overall well-being: Missouri, Michigan, Arkansas, Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi, Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky, and West Virginia. Now, the fact that we've got three states to start with M should not in any way influence anything.
Except for Minnesota.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Although I will say I've got family in Mississippi and family in Tennessee. So, I mean.
There you go.
Yeah.
But if you look at it, I mean, you've got. Yeah, you've got Missouri, Arkansas, Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi, and West Virginia, and Kentucky. Basically all, you know, contiguous.
And
so,
I have family in Missouri, too, actually.
See, there you go.
I have family in St. Louis, so.
Well, but again, as they were saying, I mean, one of the things that's interesting about Michigan, for example, was that because of Detroit and because of the auto industry, that it's been having some serious problems. On the other hand, there are a huge number of projects that are starting. There are a huge number of young people who've moved in because the state was giving huge benefits to people for artists to move in and basically use housing that had been taken over. And by the city or the state, and have either really good rents, or you come in and you can homestead, and it's not homesteading per se, and public projects. So exactly as it says, that you can get changes that are really cataclysmic, but again, don't happen overnight, or at least the effects are not not reflected overnight. But an interesting kind of thing. So what we thought we'd do, since we've asked it, and it seems like the appropriate transition of where you'd like to live, what's your geographical bucket list, I suppose. We'll see how it lines up with the Gallup survey. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. Okay, so we were just talking about places that were terrific to live, and we're now sort of asked people, and we actually did this. I don't remember exactly why we decided to do it, but we did, to ask people what their geographical bucket list is, which is, I'm not sure it's going to be exactly the same, because, you know, where you want to visit and where you want to live may or may not overlap. But I thought we'd at least... It seemed like they were sort of related topics.
Nice little segue.
Thank you.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
Let's start with Tony. Tony says, on my bucket list is getting a travel trailer / RV as my home on wheels and seeing everything.
Okay. So does that mean the United States? Well, I guess if it's really hard to take an RV into the ocean, I suppose. So I suppose he's talking about basically the States.
Yep, probably. Canada, too. I'm thinking Canada.
Yeah, that's a good point. A little Alaska. No Hawaii unless you're going to be, yeah.
Becky says, I have already visited a few places on my list. The next place is Ireland. Would love to visit there and meet people and see castles.
Yeah. I think Ireland's great fun. And make sure you go. I think it's the Shannon Airport. It's one of the best airports in terms of duty-free. It used to be in the world. I haven't been in Europe in a couple of years. But absolutely agree. Ireland's great fun.
Kathy?
Except in the summer. It can get pretty cold and a little bit dreary and whatever.
In the summer, really?
No. In the winter. Oh. Summer's fine.
Okay, gotcha. Kathy says Ireland, Scotland, Ireland and Scotland, land of my ancestors.
There you go. I actually saw a really interesting play last night, which I will review for you next week, called Duh. And one of the interesting things about it is it's set in kind of an Irish, you know, it's very Irish. The subject matter is Irish. The actors, it's really good acting. But what was extraordinary is how lyrical and how poetic the words themselves are. I mean, the story is basically, you know, it's a dream play. It's you know, the idea of remembering your father haunting you and sort of remembering your younger self and having it all acted out. And we've seen that before. I mean, it's the basically, it's a lot of plays, but the point being that the writing is so lyrical and so lovely. It's really a pleasure to listen to.
Let's go to Stephanie. Stephanie says Russia, Greece, and every other country, as they all have something of intrigue. So far, I've been to Australia, Paris, Cologne, and Amsterdam, and most of Canada, and many U.S. cities.
There you go. That's kind of bouncing around. Well, I've been to Russia a couple of times, and I've been to Greece. One of my bucket lists is the Greek Isles and Cuba. I'm really looking forward to going to Cuba. Would you go to Cuba?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing Cuba, but you mentioned Greece. Greece is definitely on my bucket list. That's definitely a place.
Well, Greece is one. I mean, I've been to Italy, which I really like, and I can kind of stumble along in Italian because I can speak a little French, but Greece, I mean, it's a Cyrillic alphabet, so you can't really read it as well. Mm-hmm. You can't necessarily speak with it as well, just because I just don't have any sort of basis for doing it. But make sure you go to Delphi, you know, where the Delphic Oracle is. And it's one of the spookiest places on Earth I've ever been. It's okay. Really cool.
Okay.
Definitely go. But so I've been to Athens. I've driven around Greece. I've been to Delphi, but I haven't been to the Alon. So that's my next one.
Okay. Let's see. Marie says Italy because of the atmosphere of the people and their love of food, wine, and family.
And very, very friendly. Although you do, it's not as bad as it used to be, but it used to be that you would get your little hiney pinched a fair amount. I don't think that happens quite as much anymore. Either because, maybe it doesn't happen to me as much anymore. I'm either older or they're better behaved. It wasn't as much fun as it sounds like. You know, I'm not sure that getting pinched is all that cool.
Marie goes on to say Hawaii because of the beaches and weather.
Yeah.
And Australia because I love their accents. And, of course, London, England. But I must say I love the USA.
Well, I must share with all of you that, you know, that I've done a lot of traveling to Europe, but I've been in every country in the United States, every state in the United States, including Alaska and Hawaii. So that was when I was a kid, especially, but did a lot of traveling in the back of the family station wagon, which I do not recommend. But especially if you get car sick, that would be me. On the other hand, that it's, I, you know, I, agree, you know, see the U.S. and see Europe and whatever. There you go.
Francis says the Cliffs of Moher.
How do you spell it?
M-O-H-E-R.
Okay.
They're going to say, although I've been there a few times, I'd love to go back just once more. Also, missed the Aran Islands due to bad weather.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that Ireland?
Yeah, it might be. Missed the Aran Islands due to bad weather and no ferries running. Really need to go there. Actually, anywhere in Ireland would be fine. If you've been there, you know why. If you haven't,
well, it is.
Go.
There's something really magical about Ireland, and I mean, it really is really green, and it's foggy a lot, and it's just, I mean, it's a very interesting place. But let's just see what happens when I Google more. It does sound it sounds Irish, but that may just be the hangover from last night. Of I wasn't drinking; I was just seeing an Irish play. All right, I'll go ahead and I'll see if I can find anything about Moher.
Okay. Jerry says, I think it's Banff or Banff.
Banff, yeah. Banff is Canada.
Okay.
Cliffs of Moher, tourist attraction in Ireland.
Jerry also says, she says Lake Louise, Seattle, in the Seattle area of North America.
Yeah, Seattle, strangely, a lot of the weather... Well, Puget Sound is certainly not the same as the Irish Sea, but they're both very green. They can be very foggy. They can get a lot of rain. They can be very green. And the people, the sort of the joke about Seattle is you've got people who are both really decaffeinated, because that's the home of Starbucks, and you've also got people who are a little tight because they have a lot of microbreweries. So, an interesting place. I like Seattle a lot. My daughter used to live there.
Let's go to Alex. Alex says, Australia. It's where I was born, and I've been wanting to go back to visit for the longest time.
Yeah, apparently everybody who's been to Australia loves it. I had an opportunity to go, and they were really nice about it, and they were going to pay my my fare over, which is a long way away. And if you're going to go a long way, I'm really not crazy about going in the back of the plane. But it was just it was exactly at the time I was going to be on book tour, but it was exactly the time I started doing a TV show, and I couldn't take 2.5 weeks off. But that's on my bucket list too. But I think Greek islands are a little closer, a little more accessible before that. So. 855-99 Dr. Joy. You got a bucket list? You got a question? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99 Dr. Joy.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. Janice, welcome. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How might I help you?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have something on my bucket list, but I need some help on how I can get through this. Okay, there's a hurdle. I'm 55 and single, and I've never, like, dined by myself or gone on a vacation by myself. Unless I'm with, like, family to join them or family out to eat or a family holiday, like, with my siblings. I never go any by myself. I always feel that if I sat somewhere by myself, like in a restaurant or go on a vacation, like, that people would are always thinking, you know, why is she by herself? I have a really hard time getting past that. And on my bucket list, I would really like to take a cruise from Miami to the Bahamas. No big deal, but it's
that's
still
terrific. That's you were reading my mind. That's exactly where I was going to point to start with.
And my brother mentioned that to me actually, and I said, well, there's amounts of people, they're couples or they're family.
No,
and
not huge number of singles.
I can't envision this ship where you're sitting at this table by yourself with all these
All right, my darling. Wait a minute. Take a deep breath before you dig yourself into the land of negativity. Let me explain to you, because you came to exactly the right place. I, like you, sort of thought, you know, I'm not going to go on vacation by myself because who would I have to talk to? And for me, the issue has always been meals. It's, you know, I don't mind going to movies by myself, although it took a while, actually. I don't mind wandering around by myself. One of my favorite things to do is be in a place where I don't know anybody, and I have like 6 hours and a map. And, I mean, that's really fun. But for me, the issue has always been meals. So let me tell you about cruises, because that's exactly where I would have sent you to begin with. They, first of all, they have special events for cruise for singles, which you can go to or not go to. Quite often, they will seat you at a table with other singles if you wish. You can also do room service. And you can take. I have had, I think, exactly one meal by myself in a restaurant on a cruise. The rest of the time, either somebody adopted me, which they will, or that you can request to be at a table with other people, either singles or not singles. So, or you can eat in your room if you want to. They're also you can eat by the pool. Almost all cruises now have both. Some of them still have first and second seatings, but a lot of them have freestyle cruising, so you can eat whenever you want. They all have specialty restaurants, so you can eat at the bar. And you'll meet people. I mean, you're together with a whole group of people, and all you have to do is be a teeny bit, not even very much, outgoing, because you're going to be with people on tenders when you go from the ship to the island. You're going to be with people at the nightclub, and all you have to do. And I'm not very good at crowds. You know, I'm okay one on one, but sort of going up to a group of people and saying hi is just not what I'm very good at. But you get better at it because you see the same people over and over again, and you talk to people, and it's a very safe environment. And they, as I said, they have singles. They'll have a singles mixer. They'll have singles events. You're going to be at the pool. You can go to the casino. And in terms of meals, you can either take a book. The waiters and the wait staff are all really good at taking special care of single people, so they'll come and chat with you. But you can do it however you want to do it. And it's a great place to start. It's very safe. I've actually gone to Europe by myself, which took a little while, and it was really fun. And because you'll always meet people, and as long as you're not completely phobic about it, it's a great thing to do. And if you feel like a week is too long, then do one of the 4 or 5 day cruises. Okay. It's a great place to start. You don't have to worry about being unsafe, because it's completely safe. You don't have to worry about making your hotel accommodations by yourself, because they're already made. You don't have to worry about finding a place to eat, because all of it's on board ship, and the rest of it. You'll run into men, to women. They have dances, and then some of them they have. It's like the Walter Matthau Jack Lemmon thing, where they actually have people who come up and dance with you. So I mean, it's a great way to sort of break into taking vacations by yourself.
Okay, thank you. I envision that something like, you know, you're sitting here, you're isolated in this.
You're not isolated at all, and first of all, you can request a table. You can go and talk with the maitre d', and he'll say, would you like to join other people, or would you like to eat by yourself? And you can absolutely say, I'd like to join other people. And sometimes that works out really well, and sometimes you think, oh, okay, I was with people, I'd rather be by myself. Or take a book, or you could, there are buffets, so you can eat quickly. I mean, you can eat by the pool. I mean, you have so many options, and you're going to find other people who are doing. There are gyms, so you can work out. There are movies, and every night they have a nightclub kind of thing, so you can go and sit next to people and just ask if this seat is taken. And I mean, it's really the world's easiest environment in which to be single.
Sounds like you need more than a week. But
well, I mean, you can do it for more than a week, but I think if you're just starting out, what
never
you want to do is do it. And I don't know how long the cruise from Miami to the Bahamas is. Is that a whole week or not?
No, probably is. You can do a 4 day or a 7 day.
You know, what I might do is do a 4 day just to begin with. Just to make sure that it's something that you like to do. And then if you love it, you can do a 7 day or you can do a 14 day. One of the things I tried to convince one of my aunts to do at one point is she was very gregarious. She was very obviously outgoing. And rather than the amount of money, it turned out, because I did the investigation, the amount of money it took to be in, for example, elderly housing. It wasn't assisted living because she was fine, but to just be in a place that that had medical care and provided her food and housing and whatever cost slightly more than spend doing first class on a ship around the world cruise. And I thought, you know what? You get housing, you get food, everybody knows you. I mean, the entire crew knows you by the second lap of whatever. There's medical care there. They will, and quite often, if you buy it in advance, you know, a year in advance, that they will fly, sorry, my mouth is loose, they will fly your family over a couple of times a year and put them up. I mean, there are all these kind of really fun things to do. And cruising right now is a little less expensive than it used to be just because there were a couple of kind of well-publicized disasters that really mean nothing about anything. So you can quite often get a really good deal. But I would do the Miami to Bahamas for 4 days and see what you think about it.
Okay. Thank you for your help.
All right, go in and buy a brand new bathing suit. Take your cutest clothes. Don't look to find the man of your dreams, all right? Because
no,
I think
it's not that about feeling comfortable being by myself.
Well, I think that's it. You're just going to go in and you're thinking, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get away from the winter. I'm going to have some fun. I'm going to buy a new bathing suit. I'm going to go to the casino. I'm just going to do whatever I want, whenever I want to do it, and just be a little bit friendly and outgoing. And I think you'll have a wonderful time.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Send me a postcard.
I will. Thank
all right.
I surely will.
All right. Have a great time.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And, you know, part of it is just how you view yourself and how you're going to do it. And I think for those of us, especially as women, guys know how to be single. They've known how to be single since they were 5 years old. For us, we're all so busy buying, you know, Barbie doll bridal things and thinking about who our cool guy's going to be. And especially if you were, I am, who was, you know, married very young, the idea of sort of doing something on your own. I told this story the first time I went to a restaurant by myself. And it was across the street from where I lived. And I went in and I ordered a meal, and I was so proud of myself. And before I left, the waiter had brought the check, and I decided I needed to hit the ladies' room. So I go over to the ladies' room, and as I'm on the way to the ladies' room, there's this kind of, I mean, he was not gorgeous, but there's this kind of guy eating by himself. And I said, in a very uncharacteristic way, I said, hi, you know, I just ate dinner by myself, and I'm just curious. I'm leaving, but I just wondered if I'd, invited you to join me, would you have done it? Now, this guy was the jerk of the universe because he said, I already told him I was leaving. And he said, no, I really like eating by myself. Now, how much would it have cost him to say, gee, what a nice invitation, of course, you know, because I was leaving. It didn't come in and be anything. This is clearly the universe protected me from this idiot. But, and I was so rattled, so I went to the ladies' room. Went back to my table, sort of trying to, you know, avoid eye contact with this charm school graduate, dropout. And I was so rattled that I left without signing the tab. So I'm walking out of the restaurant thinking, well, this was really awful. I mean, the meal was fine, and everything was fine until I sort of got up all my courage, and this guy was just awful. And the waiter is running down the street yelling my name because it's obviously on my credit card. I'd forgotten to sign it. So, but after that, you know, everything was up. You know, it was easier after that. So. Listen, at some point, we got to do what scares us because otherwise we get stuck in things that don't scare us. And what fun is that? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed.
Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, 855-993-7569. Okay, here's what I want to spend just a moment talking about, and then we'll probably have time to finish up the bucket list of where people wanted to be. Do think about it. If you've never taken a vacation by yourself, do think about a cruise, because they're really very, very sort of safe and all-inclusive and an easy way to sort of break into doing something like that. Okay. As you know, on this day of the week, I do Doug Steffen's Good Day, and he wanted to talk about seasonal affective disorder, which he didn't call it seasonal affective disorder, but that's what, you know, people are saying, okay, I've had enough winter. And almost by definition, seasonal affective disorder is a very interesting phenomenon, because you hear me all the time talk about the difference between being fed up or sad and being depressed, because they're not the same thing. And in this country, we tend to use the same word for each of those states, and they're not the same at all. And one of the sort of easiest ways of differentiating, in theory, you're going to hear where we're going to run into problems about this, between depression and sadness, is sadness, you can point to something. You can say, I lost my job, or it's the anniversary of my mom's death, or you know, it's cold weather and I'm tired of bundling up. Depression tends almost universally to be that I can't point what it is. I'm no good. No matter what I do, it doesn't work okay. Life is not good. And also has somatic symptoms. I'm not sleeping very well, or I'm either not eating or eating a lot. I'm, you know, nothing that I'm doing is having any fun anymore, yada, yada. Seasonal affective disorder is what, and the fact that the acronym spells SAD, is actually one of those bizarre psychological terms that really straddles those concepts. Because if you think about it, seasonal affective disorder is a subset of depression that says people who are unusually affected by the fact there's not as much sunlight in the winter in the northern hemisphere as there is the rest of the year, and our pituitary gland is very phototropic. It's very much affected by sunlight. And so for people who are particularly sensitive, and there may be a whole lot of people who say, well, I really like the summer or the spring better than the winter. And that's not the issue. The issue is people who, in fact, do seem to have depressive episodes, but only in the winter. Okay, the rest of the year they're fine, which does not define depression in the usual way. So in fact, one of the treatments for seasonal affective disorder is go to Florida, you know, take a cruise to the Bahamas, or use a sun lamp. The idea being that you're kind of resetting your biochemical sort of grand master. And if you think about it, if you heard the distinction that I made between internal and external, then seasonal affective disorder, not only by its acronym, SAD, sort of blurs the distinction between sadness and depression, but also blurs the definition of what's internal and what's external. So it's a very interesting phenomenon. Okay? 855-99-3759. Tom, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I gave, I call her my friend because I have feelings for her, and I'm sentimental, and she's done a lot of good for me, although one thing she did kind of, like, I didn't get rid of all the good that she's done, but I'm still hurt by what she did, but nonetheless, I'm still not heartless, and I still care about her, and according to my religion, I have to forgive her, but just somehow be more cautious in the future. So, I gave her flowers on, I don't know what day it was, I think Valentine's Day, or the day before Valentine's, I can't recall, and, When she saw me, she had her lipstick on, and she was showing me her cute Betty Boop watch, and she hugged me, she kissed me on my lips, and then we told each other how we're gonna see our SpongeBob Bob movie on Tuesday. She called me that night and said she'll cherish my flowers forever. She'll take a picture of the roses and flowers and all the other stuff, and she'll take a picture of it and show it to me. Well, Sunday passes, and that's okay. Monday passes, but Tuesday, she didn't call me after 4 or 5 when she told me she'll be available. So 5:01, I call her at work. They say she's not at work. I thought, okay, maybe her phone died, or she's going home to take a shower before coming out to the movies, or maybe it's a miscommunication.
Wait, did the two of you have a date with each other?
A date to go out with each other to watch the movies on $5 Tuesdays at Rainbow Cinema.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, to watch SpongeBob Bob.
Got it.
Because we're both kids inside many a times. And,
okay, you don't have to go into that. All right, so you had a date, and she hadn't confirmed it one way or the other?
No, we did, twice. Yeah, we said the day I gave her the roses and flowers.
No, I got that. But the issue on when she didn't call you on the day that you were supposed to go to the movies?
Tuesday, anytime after 4, give me a call, she said. So I call her 5:01 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They say she's not at work. So I call her Sally. And then I don't know if it was on Ring. I know it's very, very important to understand this. If it rang, because if it rang and then there's no rings now, that's
okay. Give me the point. Give me the point.
The point is, if her phone was dead, you call me from a payphone. She didn't call me from a payphone. If she was hit by a truck, I could understand. I'm reasonable.
Well, presumably she wasn't hit by a truck.
Hopefully she's not in the hospital and can't unload
her.
Can
you talk to her? So whatever happened, the two of you have the date or not?
No, that's why I'm worried. I'm worried about her. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. The last time she behaved like this was when someone, some very, very bad, untrustworthy people came to her house.
No, I remember. You go through this all the time. I mean, you told me like 14 times.
And now I'm wondering if she
returned. Well, she'll probably, she's a grown-up human being. She'll get in touch with you. Has she been into work? Have you checked work to see if she's been into work?
Yeah, whenever I call, they say she's not at work. And
well, they may not be willing to put you through to her. Look, I assume that if something's happened to her, there's nothing you can do about it. She's a grown-up person. She'll presumably get in touch with you at some point if she wants to.
But if people,
I mean, she's done this.
She didn't call me last time for a whole over a year.
Well, that's what I'm telling you, that she's done this before, and so she may sort of be this is not unusual. You've called me before. You've told me the same story before. And this is kind of what she does before. So
Under threat, under being rocked. She gets thrown off to her rails, you know? And I wasn't.
Well, but what are you going to do to offset that?
I got to, I guess, find her. She leaves it in my hands. Like,
No, you shouldn't. I mean, first of all, that's a manipulative thing for her to do. It's not safe for her. It's not wise for you. But I think what you're going to have to do is assume that she's okay until she gets in touch with you, and either she will or she won't. And if she does, that's fine. And if she doesn't, I mean, I think what you need to do is adopt a policy that says that she is flaky, that she plays this kind of game. She's done it for as long as you've been calling me, which is at least a couple of years. She's probably not going to stop doing it. So instead of worrying about her when she doesn't call, move on to something else and sort of let her figure it out. If she says, how come you didn't get in touch with me? Say, look, I figured you'll get in touch with me when you're around to it. But you guys have got to stop this kabuki dance. It's I'm getting kind of tired, to be quite honest, of hearing about it, and I'm sure you're tired of living through it. So change your behavior. She's not going to change hers. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.